Good morning, everyone. How are you all? I'm glad you've got rid of the rain, right? From where we're coming from, we had our share of rain, but we're looking for hot weather. But anyway, thank you. Listen, I'm George Cooley, one of the directors of the APY Arts Centre Collective, and also I'm one of the artists, participating artists here today. And we've got Frank here.
It's a crisp Saturday morning at the National Art Gallery, where people are seeing Norapulka, Epic Country, for the first time. I was invited by the gallery to host a public talk with three of the featured artists yesterday, but I wanted to stick around to see Norapulka officially open. This exhibition is an artist-led project, one that showcases more than 30 paintings by senior First Nations artists and collectives from the Angono-Pitjantjatjara-Yunkjantjatjara lands, also known as the APY lands. To mark the opening, 15 artists have travelled from communities across the APY lands, including Cooper Pedy and Adelaide. For some, it's meant roughly 12 hours of travel. It's an incredible feat when you consider that the exhibiting artists range in age from 34 to 94 years old. Still, this is an important day for the collective, and one that's been longer in the making than most exhibitions. Norapulka was originally scheduled to open 3 years ago, in 2023. But when the Australian published a series of articles alleging serious misconduct by some of the Art Centre's staff, it sparked outrage and four reviews into the prevalence of so-called white hands on black art. As a result, the NGA decided to postpone the exhibition. And look, I need to be very clear. Each of the four reviews, including an independent review initiated by the NGA regarding the artwork featured in this exhibition, concluded that they'd found no evidence of improper or illegal activity. Tina Boehm is the senior curator of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander art at the gallery. She says the decision to postpone wasn't taken lightly.
Investigations needed to occur. You know, the artists were involved in telling their stories, telling their truths in that. So whilst the investigations were occurring, it was put on hold. And so 3 years later, we've got an incredible chance to showcase them now.
And to some degree, this pause has changed the shape and scope of Norapulka.
From the original set, we now have 30 with six new works, which is great. You know, I mean, we have new artists coming through and new works that are being created. So, you know, it's wonderful to showcase works from 2023, 2021 up until today. Artists are producing all the time, and it's great to be able to showcase, you know, works that weren't necessarily in the first iteration. So, yeah, we're really proud to work with all the different art centres and the artists, and to give them that space to show these incredible works that everybody can see.
George Cooley painted one of the new additions, Blue Ground Country. A senior man and community leader from Cooper Pedy, George is on the APY Art Centre Collective's board of directors. During his speech, George acknowledged the bittersweet feeling of opening Norapulka after a three-year delay.
Unfortunately, over the last 3 years, it's been a long time coming for the Norapulka, you know, but we've lost several of our elders and our artists in that period of time, and we just want to acknowledge them too here today, this morning, okay? And if you just appreciate the artists that are representing them today, and they're not forgotten, you know?
Still, George is confident that the exhibition is bigger and better than the previous plan. When the official speeches wind down, the artists invite everyone into the gallery with an inma, a ceremony.
Hear me a story. Bye.
Thank you.
Well, hello again. I'm working in Happy and Navino. Lanamba Kulinda Chukurva. Where you're a Badal Garini. Teach him Malada Maladako.
That's Ilawanti Ken. Speaking in Pichinjara, Ilawanti says the artists use their knowledge to create for the new generations. For her paintings, she draws on the stories of her father's country, the story of the eagles. Using black and white, Ilawanti shows a mother and father eagle hunting. Up close, you can see the fine details of the feathers on outstretched wings. I asked Ilawanti why she shares that story through her art. She says she wanted to talk about the way in which nesting eagles provide for their chicks and how that mirrors the care her own parents took in providing for her. Where Ilawanti has used a monochromatic palette, Tuppy Ninitja Goodwin's canvas is a paradise of pastel yellows, greens, purples, and oranges. Tuppy paints Maku Jukupa, the lore and ceremonial story of the Witchetty Grub. It's one of the big storylines in the APY lands, and Tuppy's paintings show the three deep rock holes that she visits.
Maku Balanya, feeding young, yellow, uno, white, and on a paint a middle pay. Kalanya Palula, Yapunjanongo, Ayulu. Finding Gajuno Munjulo Chanangana Nana Palunya Kara Kapi with an Indinta Kangalun Indin Kukalanara Palajuno Nangapalajanangai.
Tuppy explains that the colors she uses are found in the landscape around Mimili. It's an important reminder that when it comes to the colors of the desert, while you might typically think of sandy yellows and deep reds, you can also find the brilliant colours of wildflowers. Here's Yunkanjaro woman Sandra Pumani.
Growing out in bush, like I'm from the country as well, but I live in Adelaide and, you know, my childhood, just I used to be there, like growing up with all these beautiful colours we've experienced growing up out in bush. There used to be a lot of wildflowers there, different colours, and, you know, the hills and the sand used to turn red, and after rain it changes colour. So, you know, we came out from lots of different colours, and, you know, we've seen now ancestors have used ochres and charcoal and all these other colours, different colours. They do drawing on caves, so that's how we learned colours.
Sandra is the chair of the APY ACC. And during the artist talk with Ilawanti and Tuppy, Sandra translated for everyone. But she's also an artist in her own right. And, like George Cooley, has created one of the six new pieces for this iteration of Norapulka.
It's about my home, where I grew up. It brings back memory, you know, like I wanted to share about, you know, the story that I've experienced growing up with my grandparents. They were the really strong people, you know, and really protective towards, you know, other people and myself and, you know, growing up in that environment. You know, I think back, oh, I'm going to tell my story on my work. This is where I grew up. It's my home, the sand hills and the spinifex and, you know, finding water, how to survive out there, the rock hole, where to go and find water. So that country around, you know, Mimali, I know where to go and find water and, you know, finding food. So I talk about that in my work, the fair feet, walk in the land, you know, the prequels and all this, you know. So it was hard, but it was really good.
I asked Sandra, Tuppy and Ilawanti what they wanted people to know about their artworks and their culture. Ilawanti's message is simple. She wants to share her culture to keep it going. Ilawanti says having her art, her story, in galleries is a way to ensure the knowledge of her generation is documented. For Tuppy, this is the first time she's coming through a gallery like this. She says putting Angano stories in galleries also means that kids, Indigenous and non-Indigenous, can learn about their culture. As for Sandra, she wants to highlight the generosity of her people.
We the people who shares every time, everything we share among the families, and that's how we walk, you know, like one people, by sharing, and that's called ngaparji ngaparji, you know, turn and turn. So this is how Anangu people have looked after themselves and walked together. So, you know, coming in here and, you know, sharing our stories with, you know, other people that don't know us, you know, we always want to, Anangu people always have wanted to share their stories, what they have inside, you know, so we are wanting to come and share with the world, you know, and it makes us feel proud and, you know, and for other people to know our culture.
On the flip side, I wondered how visiting artists on their country, where they produce their art, influences Tina Boehm as a curator.
I was really lucky to go out several times to the homelands and to the community, and that's the best way, of course, seeing artists at all the exhibitions and gatherings that happen throughout the year are fantastic. I think for me it's being more aware of the relationships between artists and communities and getting approval from artists and communities and checking in as we should be doing anyway as part of our jobs and our roles. But, you know, being more aware of the relationships and those connections is really important and has been really invaluable and special.
While most of the paintings hanging on the walls are 3 by 3 metres, there's one showstopper canvas stretching 3 by 5 metres. It's one of the few collaborative paintings featured in the exhibition and has a wall all to itself. Senior women from across the APY lands came together to make this collaborative painting. Through its creation, the women represented the way songlines and the jukapa they're responsible for come together to become one. Within the painting, you can see Ilawanti's eagles and the small rounded discs that feature in Tuppy's work. Both women, as contemporary custodians of their stories, contributed to the project. Here's Tuppy and Ilawanti again, explaining how everyone worked together on the painting. Although Sandra didn't take part in this particular painting, she says she once saw one created in Adelaide. The senior women started in the centre.
So we was just joining in after. So this is our, and the ladies, women sitting, and we talk about, you know, they teach us and they tell the stories there. What maybe Ilawanti might say, oh, this is my story about the Hikul, you know. And you place your story there, so we communicate with the older people and we learn as we go.
You're listening to Away with me, Rudy Bremer, and if you've just joined me here on Radio National, I've been exploring Norapulka Epic Country. It's a major exhibition of artists from the APY lands, Angno, Pichinjara and Nyunkanjara countries, and it features more than 30 paintings by 49 artists. Norapulka isn't just a title. The epic country being referred to here is sacred. They're the lands that hold the knowledge, culture and spirit of Angno, Pichinjara and Nyunkanjara peoples. Frank Young is a senior Pichinjara artist and a director on the board of the APY Art Centre Collective. He says that although people once lived on their traditional homelands, the nuclear testing conducted by the British government at Maralinga between 1956 and 1963 saw people forced to live together on missions.
When that atomic bomb was happening, the government bring us all into the mission. That's where we together at the third time in 50s. I my parents came, we bought us, like, they bought us from with a truck because of from our country and took us to the mission. So that's where everybody's come together, like every tribe from the big country.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah.
When something like that happens, what effect does that have on people?
The people that are, that come from all different countries, they were not living together. They were still part of their own tribe. And one day they had a war. I was a boy that time watching them fighting with a lot of spears. That's why I put that spear story in Sydney not long ago. And then that's where I put it on a map, like model it out, where the spears flying over together, each other, coming each other. And that's a story I did from Manabola. The tribes didn't agree with each other, but they fought, together, and then they wanted to go home in separate ways. They didn't want to live together.
This artwork about a war breaking out in Onabela, it's called Kulada Jutta, Many Spears. It was here at the NGA not too long ago, but is now at the Art Gallery of New South Wales for the Sydney Biennale. While the installation has taken on many forms, it's currently made up of around 2,500 spears suspended mid-eruption. Frank has been a driving force for this project, using it to teach young men in his community the practice of spear making.
I'm a spear maker. I bring the young fellas in to watch and do a bit of work with me, working, learning. And the boys, the young fellas, they made a lot of spears, which was displayed in the galleries, like here in Canberra, in Adelaide, and in Sydney, the last one in Sydney. So that's where young people made with me, and they made, there's a lot of other young fellows who made their spears in another communities. Not only in Namada, but these places where, like, 3, 4, 5 communities, they bring in spears. All together, we made probably about 2,500 to Sydney.
Although Frank didn't do one of the large square paintings that hang on the walls, his work is still part of the exhibition. Curator Tina Boehm decided to draw on some of the art previously acquired by the NGA over the past decades.
Yeah, we had a couple of rooms that were, that the big paintings, of course, couldn't necessarily fit into them. And, you know, we really wanted to showcase that. We've been collecting artworks from the APY land since the mid-80s. We've got a really big collection of works, and we've got some a women's room and a men's room, because of course part of the exhibition, the original exhibition included the Kulada Jutta installation of, you know, 2,500 spears, which isn't on show at the moment, of course, but we have paintings that talk about that story. So we decided to have the men's room and the women's room, and really to showcase the more smaller domestic size works that we have in the collection.
It's Tipun Tipun story in it. I put in spears in my story, and other old people, they put in onion story, like Yariji's father.
Mm-hmm.
He's got work there, and other people about the spears and tell their own stories all together, like what I was talking about, tribes. They can put their own stories in. Some of it, other painting story was my brothers and my grandson. One of, might be five of the spears, which is in there, is mine. And yeah, and my grandson, he took it and painted the spears, and it's hanging in there. Yeah.
How does it feel to see those pieces?
I'm so proud of it. I'm really, really proud of what my grandson, which is young man did, and he did it strongly to support his grandfather, which is my brother. He passed, but there's a story there.
As we sit talking in the gallery, Frank can see Iluwanti's painting over my shoulder, and he tells me he also carries that story. Frank can't go into details. Some of this is sacred knowledge. But I asked Frank to tell me what he could.
Well, it's about equal, but the story that my mum, is my mother's sister, did tell, that was like two vehicles, and she didn't talk root word. She talked about food. What she talked about the nests of eagle, where they collect all the meat and they bring it to the little ones. Small birds. They only had two birds, two little ones, and they feed them. And she was telling the story about her mother and father used to collect food for my aunties, like Iluwanti, Karajuku, and all those kids to feed them and grow them up. It's like an eagle. They can go get food, bring it back for the little ones. My grandparents, they did the same thing, collecting food. That's what her story is.
Before he says goodbye, Frank offers to introduce me to his wife and help translate the interview.
My name is Shihariki Young.
We're sitting in the National Gallery looking at your painting. Can you tell me about it?
Like two quarters of onions. Onions. Kungkayo.
Onion story. That's my story, onions. And ladies' windbreak. We call ladies' windbreak, which is kungkayo.
Like two quarters of onions. Mulaba. Ngayoko. Ngay ko kaya kung ora, ngay ko ndalwa, kutara kung ora, manangay ko mama ko, ngana ba, ngora, ngana na arang manay, manangan na kampas pang kajunay, ngana ba cukur pa mula ba?
It's my country story, which is Tala, and I just want people to know that that's my story, and it's a real story, real land story. It belongs to us, no one else. That's my story for our kids to know, and all of the other people can know that's my real story. It's not a fake story. It's real.
What do you love about painting?
Ngayo painting ngayo mo kor ngayo. Ngayo ko tukor po chunay. Ka ngayo ko tukor po. Ngare ra ngare. Ngayo ko. Ngayo ko mama ko. Ngora. Ano ngayo ko. Nga namba ngora. Nga na na lokal tamil.
I'm happy that the work is my ancestor's story and also my father's story. And I want to do the work that has stayed here, stayed like that for my kids and for people to know this story. It's about Anian story. And it's there all the time.
Bueno, ngayro kule no mutao a ngana buto kor banyang ngaje. Ngayro kule no mano ngayro tukor bungay kor to painta banan.
When I first started, I did really different paintings, but when I realized that my country got this story, and I start painting my story, which is Jarala Chukurpa, Anian story, and it's there now for good, for a long time.
There's one more artist I want to introduce you to now, George Cooley. You briefly heard from George right at the start, giving his speech during the formalities of the morning. But he's also a painter, and his work had me curious.
It's an artwork depicting the painted desert country of Coober Pedy, where I come from. I'm an opal miner. I've been opal mining since I was 16, and I've seen a lot of the country over the last 40, 50 years, you know. The image of the country and the environment sort of stuck in my mind, and I started painting 5 years ago now, 2021. What I paint about is the painted desert country of Coober Pedy. Now, Coober Pedy sits amongst the Stuart Ranges in South Australia. The Stuart Range is not a mountain range, as people suppose. It's a tableland range. As you can see, the portrait up here, what I'm looking at is you've got tableland, and then at the edge of the escarpment where the tableland sort of branches off or erodes. It used to be an old seabed there a long time ago, and the erosion sort of eroded all the escarpment that's there. And it's revealed all the layers and layers of sediments that's been hidden in the ground. My painting is part of one area of that Stuart Range in the painted desert area. Now, you know, when you look at the top of it, there's a hard biscuit band, which is in the red area, and then the title of the artwork that I've got on display here is called Blue Ground Country. Now, the blue ground in the miners, opal miners' language, is that it's an indicator, gives you an indicator that whether there's any opal there or not. It tells you there's no opal there. And so that's why I titled the ground. And then more than likely the other pigments, a lot of colours in the other sandstone area, you'll probably find opal there, yeah. So that's a little bit of that painting, you know, and most of my artwork is centred around that. You know, when you look at the works, I've got a variation of skylines in it. In this colour here, this case here, you've got a magenta type of skyline, and it's a certain time of the day, you know. And you've got to be on country, out in the bush, to see from sunrise to sundown, and the moving of the shadows and the shades that gives you the depiction what I've got on my artwork. I don't put any details. I don't put any trees or shrubs or animals or anything. But when you view the painting, you can imagine or you can pick up some of the images of and features that are, you know, maybe look like a tree or look like an animal or something. Yeah. So that's part of that painting. Yeah. Okay.
George, what does it mean to you to have your work here in Nurupulka?
Wow. It's. It's something that when you do, for me, it's a first for me. You know, up until now, and I've only started, as I said, 5 years ago, and first time I took up the brush and started doing artwork, and I had no interest in doing the work. I had no understanding of the art language, and it just come on me. Someone pushed me into doing art. I was on the verge of retirement, so anyway, here I am today. I wasn't expecting it to bring me this far in a very short time, you know. So I'm very new at it, even though I'm old. But people ask me, why didn't you do it when you were younger? And I said, you know, I probably never had the experience to capture the landscape and view the country as I do now, and as I have in my old age. And but yeah, so it makes me proud, you know, being an artist, being part of the group, of the APY group here, being selected to be part of the APY, to have an artwork at this Ngurrupulka project. The thing is, it just makes me proud, and it's my first ever artwork in the NGO gallery.
Because you mentioned coming to painting later in life, yeah, means that you're seeing your country differently. But what is it like to be picking up a new skill and to be working on something, a new skill, at this point in your life?
Well, the thing is that I'm pretty multi-skilled, you know, and I started off very young age, opal mining. I'm also a musician, storyteller, songwriter, which I've been playing music and guitar all my life. And all of that is self-taught. And the same as the artwork, it's self-taught. I didn't go to an art school to learn this what I do now, you know. Just come naturally, and I've just added to it. I'm very early in the stage in the arts area, and very new at it. But I look at myself probably travelling in an unknown journey, an unplanned journey that I never planned for in my life. I was on the verge of retirement about 5 years ago, and I had to kiss goodbye to my retirement. And now I'm on another journey. I'm not sure where it's going to take me.
And what would you like people to take away from coming to this exhibition?
Well, I'd like to see people take away what I see in the artwork. I mean, it's a living portrait, you know. People look at it and you can find a spiritual connection to it. I mean, it talks to you. The waves, all the shadows and shades. You know, when you look at it for a long while, it speaks to you. You know, speak to your spirit. It's got a spiritual connection to it. And I think many people have watched over the very short years that I've been painting. People tend to tear up in their eyes. They look at the place. There must be something that brings the memories back to them. And I get the same thing. Sometimes I get homesick when I look at what I'm looking at now.
And so, how does Ngurrupulka contribute to the overall understanding of First Nations art in this country? Here's Tina again.
Well, we get to elevate and showcase the desert communities. Not many people get to go out there, but, you know, we can bring community here and their works. And, you know, we're a global peoples. We've always engaged internationally, and, you know, these artists have travelled just as much overseas as here. So, you know, we as the National Gallery get the opportunity to focus on communities at times, and the APY lands and this opportunity was just too good to miss. So, you know, we're really proud to give that platform for everybody in this exhibition.
That was Tina Boehm, Senior Curator of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Art at the National Gallery of Australia. You also heard from George Cooley, Sandra Pumani, Frank Young, Yarachi Young, Ilawanti Ken, and Tuppy Goodwin. They're just a few of the 49 artists featured in Ngurrupulka Epic Country at the NGA in Canberra. You can see the exhibition for yourself now until August 23.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.